the years of stimulating my brain. You know, it's not just a hat rack.
Thanks, Jez.
Thank you, Rich.
Bye. Okay, let's take Lewis. And Lewis, you're calling us from?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, hey, this is for...
You're calling the other side of midnight.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
You're very echoey. Get close to your mic. Okay, really close to your computer mic.
Can you hear me?
Oh, much better, much better. Go for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Richard. Okay, so I just wanted to call in, just let you know that you're friggin' awesome. I subscribed a couple days ago, and I think you should really let people know that the stream, when you subscribe, sounds great versus the streaming that's from the digital network. You sound like you're right all, you know, like we're in the same room. It sounds awesome.
Well,
so I just want to let you know that that's something you should really advertise.
There's a little story about that. Art called me up the other day and he said, we got this great new streaming going. And I said, okay, then obviously I need to get with Keith and I need to talk about it and, you know, push it and let people know what they can have and all that. And of course I promptly forgot because I'm not the audiophile that Art and Keith are. I mean, I can live with calls that aren't, you know, A1 plus.
Yeah.
But so he says, you gotta talk about this. So I waited a day or two, and then he called me back and he says, oh, I'm glad you didn't talk about it because Keith was encoding the stream incorrectly.
Yeah.
And they've now figured it out, and it's all being encoded properly. And he said, oh, it sounds dynamite. Of course, the ultimate test is the audience. So Lewis calls in and says, the stream sounds dynamite. So, yes, you should definitely all become members of Club 19.5 because that's how you get to listen to the archive and to follow what we're doing whenever and wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a CD versus AM radio. I mean, it's that. I was like, wow, is this, and I thought I was dreaming. I was like, is this real? But it sounds really good.
Well, thank you, and this is totally unsolicited, and you'll get your check tomorrow.
And the other thing is just to let you know, the other reason why I signed up is because you're not doing any advertising, so I figured I'd give you a 25 cents an episode. I figured that I think I could afford 25 cents. So, but aside from that, I'm not trying to plug you, but just thank you. You're awesome. But just wanted to ask real quick question, and then I'll get off. You were talking about some giant skeletons in the Smithsonian. I just was wondering if you're ever going to do a show on that or if you could elaborate on something like that or at giant skeletons.
I have a friend of mine who lives in Arizona who has actually led expeditions to look at some of these very giant, awesome skeletons. And when we get him on the show, obviously, we'll go deeply into the idea that the Smithsonian and several other of these museums of cultural artifacts in various nations all over the planet, they seem to have a kind of a subterranean agreement where they lock away all the really good stuff that would disturb the paradigm. There is, in fact, a tremendously important body of evidence that human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens, are not the only intelligent beings that have lived on this planet, and the other guys were much, much bigger. So yes, we're going to get into that, and then the implications in terms of some of the artifacts and ruins we've discovered in other parts of the solar system, which tend to be bigger than the stuff we're familiar with. So there is a kind of a coherent whole. We'll try to put that together. We'll put some shows, you know, on the record that provide the evidence, and then you can decide, as Bill says. You
awesome.
Decide.
Thanks, Rich. Have
okay.
a great night.
Thanks, Lewis. Okay, who else do we have here? As you've noticed, I've blown past the break at the bottom of the hour deliberately because we took one a little earlier. Let's see who this is. Good morning. You're on the other side of midnight.
Hey, Richard.
I'm here.
Hey, this is Matt from Denver. I called you last week when you had open lines about my experience where I was tricked by a transvestite in Mexico.
Yeah.
I have an update. I have found a group of people in the tune-in chat. We all listen to your show. We all love you. But there's like four or five more other people. As soon as I came out about this, other people just started coming forward, and it was like such a natural thing. it actually kind of blew my mind, and we were all just thinking, you know, you're a very enlightened kind of person. We all have a lot of respect for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do a show with my friend Leslie. She's written this really interesting book. I want to delve into this because I think there's a tremendous backstory to people who find themselves incarnated here, but they're not exactly who they feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get into that because it seems to be happening more and more. And if my model is correct, it should vary with the physics. As the physics changes, the number of people who are incarnating in a way that they don't feel right until they make it right themselves. So I want to explore a lot of that, and we'll do that some night as soon as I finish reading Leslie's book.
All right. That sounds awesome. Oh, and we were all thinking the last time we heard Open Lines, it was discussed and people wanted me to bring it up, but we think you should have your stalker on for maybe a 5-10 minute little thing and just, you know, let him dish it out because, you know, you say that he might be mentally ill. The rest of us kind of, you know, don't want to jump to conclusions, but we kind of enjoy hearing the go about what's his issue with you.
Yeah, the problem with that is that we're dealing with a mentally ill person who has threatened my life.
Oh, wow.
And has done it in several different ways, in several different forums, both in print and on the air. And I do not want to encourage this person in any way possible. I want him to get help. You know, this is not entertainment. It's not a show. It's not, let's do something really cute to, you know, put him on the spot. No, Gary needs help. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anything,
bad
to ever happen to you. I didn't realize it was to that.
It's very, very serious. And if it weren't, I wouldn't have brought it up. But you now know as much as I do.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, thank you, Richard. Awesome. Last two night shows have been unbelievable. I think, seriously, you've outdone yourself.
You mean I have nowhere left to go?
Well,
that's terrible.
It's going to be pretty hard.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be pretty hard because they're pretty good.
Uh-oh. That means I have...
I encourage you to find it, but thank you. I'll get off the line so I can let some other people in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
You
Bye.
Too. Night-night. Okay. Let's see who else we've got here. Let me move this over, and then we do that, and you're on the air.